Now, the greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Here we go. Episode number 78 of the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Welcome. Now, keep in mind, if you'd like to be an unofficial sponsor of the Greatest Story Never Told podcast, all you got to do is make a donation to one of the three local Fisher Houses in our area. Yes, if you go to fisherhouse.org, that would be the national site. We would encourage you to put any gift you could to the local three Fisher Houses. We'll make you the unofficial sponsor, even though we probably have a sponsor. We're just not sure, because to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever listened to this podcast.
I haven't, because I did it.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, you know, we kind of know what we did, but then I can't even remember what we did last week, so it really doesn't
matter. I have no idea.
No idea. Couple emails before we get into this. Olivicholas transferred my job in Seattle next to Uli's to the Federal Way Link extension. On April 12th, my new office, quite different, very, very quiet. I had not been able to listen to the show as religiously as I had in the past until now. I upgraded to an iPhone 12 last week and downloaded the Odyssey app. Been listening with earbuds every single day. I am up to episode number 7. On the Greatest Story Never Told podcast, and I'm dying laughing. Thrill's old Southern white guy voice is spot on. Ha 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 ha. Thanks for making my work days fly by again. Stay beautiful. That from the Ginger Midget. Think that was the Klan interview, maybe?
Yeah. Interviewed the guy from the Klan, but he didn't know I was black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He thought I was supporting his. What were they doing? Like a parade?
No, they were doing something in York, Pennsylvania. They
a had, recruitment thing.
It was like Klan days or something.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Something fun for the whole family. Yeah, right? Here's another one. Olivicholas. I own and operate a small coffee roasting business in the quaint town of Tillamook, Oregon.
Is it quaint?
You said you went down to Tillamook. Did you do the tour of the
factory? Yeah.
The cheese factory.
It was. It was great.
Would you describe it as quaint?
Yes, it was very quaint.
Okay, because I have a very definitive image in my head when you say quaint.
Mm-hmm. And very long lines for ice cream.
How many different cheeses can you try on the cheese tour?
Oh, my God. They actually, they kind of spit you out at the end of it to this big area where you can either test some cheeses or you can just buy them outright. And it's got maybe like 8 or 12 different cheeses that just have little
cubes
all over the place.
It's like the Costco sample of cheese.
Oh, man, it's everywhere. They got all kinds of different cheeses.
Like, do they also give you a laxative? I mean, if I eat that much cheese, dude, I'm not pooping for days.
For your ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty well. Pretty well.
All right. Yeah.
Guys, I reached out a week or so ago, mentioned that I want to send some coffee your way as a show of gratitude for the work y'all put in. I placed the coffee in the mail today, so maybe we'll be able to see that here in a couple days. On top of that, also donated $25 to the Seattle area Fisher House to hopefully become a sponsor of The Greatest Story Never Told. As a company, we partner with several family-owned businesses that are striving to make the world a better place, one of which works directly with veterans. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy the coffee. It's roasted fresh, and we truly go the extra mile to make sure that we provide our customers with the ultimate coffee experience.
Well, I'm sure Mike will have 15 cups of it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. That from Ryan Colvin at 1440 Coffee Roasters in lovely Tillamook, Oregon. I got another one. Ola Dinosaurs. As I was listening to the Kenny Mayne interview, which was hilarious, by the way, an ad for Audible cut in. It was talking about some sort of exclusive content for Audible members featuring big name musicians. Like Smokey Robinson.
Hooray!
I don't think any exclusive content on Audible could possibly be as good as the exclusive holiday tidings he sent to a Jewish fan last year. You guys are the best. Happy Chinooka, bitches. That from the lovely Leah, who also said, P.S. Attached is the receipt for my $50 donation to the Puget Sound Fisher Homes and Houses. They probably amassed hundreds of dollars for my personal men's room original red purchases.
Very nice.
Speaking of that, if you're downloading this thing a little bit early today, we'll give you a sneak peek on something. We're going to do a little shot and a beer action down at Legion Brewing Company on Saturday from 1 until 4.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of the first 150 people in line, you will get a vaccination shot, and you will also receive a free beer from Legion Brewing. You can maybe have one in the brew house, depending on how crowded that area gets, or you can take a beer home. But either way, it's first come, first serve, and there's 150 shots that will be administered. So if you haven't been vaccinated, that's something that you've been meaning to do. And maybe you like beer, this would be a perfect opportunity to head on down to Elysian Brewing Company.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Just get it done.
Okay. We are on episode number 78 of this podcast, and as we move along here, we have a special announcement coming up for you in a couple episodes. I think that's a fair thing to say.
Yes, you know what I mean?
We hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far, and I guess...
Not me. I hope you hate it, but keep listening. Yeah. I hope you have listened to 77 of these and say, man, like me drinking Rolling Rock, I hate this beer, but it's free, so sure, I'll have another.
We've been playing for you some better moments from the show from back in the day, the interview we had with Mark Maron before he blew up in the podcast and comedy world, so to speak.
We're dream makers, Miles.
That's it. We really are. I mean, you think of all these people who would have been nothing if they didn't come on our program.
That's right.
Yeah, right. And Kitty Mayne from ESPN. I mean, legendary career there. And today we're going to go back in time and just feature one of the more entertaining callers that we have had.
Yeah, you know, when you interview people that are already known, Kitty Mayne's people that you mentioned, like, you have a general idea of what you're going to get from them. And also, you know, they're professionals, so that they know what it is they're going to spend. They're very engaging in the conversational. When we go to callers, right, it's, as Forrest Gump would say, it's that box of chocolates, because you really don't know what you're going to step into. And every once in a while, you get a caller that, in a way, educates us to things that we might not have known.
Yeah, exactly. So this time we're going to go back in time and learn a little bit about, Tourette's, I believe?
Correct.
Tourette's, yeah.
Let's go back in time.
Time.
2010.
Time. Cool.
Based on you, if you were going to be incarcerated, what is the most likely crime you would get busted for? 206-421-ROCK, 800-783-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the Midge Room.
Hola, Nicholas.
Hola. How are you doing? Doing excellent.
So the couple things that I might be incarcerated for, I suffer from Tourette syndrome, have been for about 12 years. I occasionally twitch, swing my arms, and I have the swearing, the corpulalia, and I've been in public swearing, and it hasn't got bad until a couple weeks ago. I went into a Shell station at my local hick town,
I got a question for you real quick. Is the laughing, is that part of the Tourette's, or are you the Joker? I mean, is that controllable, or is that a little nervous tick?
No, that's just a kind of a twitch. It's part
gotcha,
of the Tourette's.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, why is it that if you have Tourette's, you break into cursing? As opposed to saying, like, I hate the Shell station. It's like, son of a bitch, whore. Like, why is it always? You know what I mean? Like, why do you go to the worst possible things you could say?
Well, the way I figure it, it's like an antagonizer. You grew up, your parents tell you.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Yeah.
Right.
Not on the air. Jeez, a whiz, here we go. That's all right, hold on for one second.
Hang on one second.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Hold on before we get back to you.
This guy's awesome.
This guy is awesome. What the hell's going on today, first of all?
I don't know.
Second of all, we'll ask him, but I just want to give it a second here because we're not going to get a word in edgewise. If you're from a foreign country and you have Tourette's, do you cuss in English?
From ghoul.
That's what I'm saying.
Punta. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question, man. When I worked in kitchens, there's all these El Salvadorian dudes. Nobody speaks a lick of English. Guy drops a tray of glasses on the ground, like, F!
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. I think it's universal. I think cursing is a universal language.
Yeah, it seems like the S
must
bomb
be.
And
I think when you, S is pretty well universal.
It doesn't matter where you go. Mm-hmm. Like, someone stubs their toe, S!
We all have that in common, whether you're Taliban, whatever you are.
Everybody cusses in English.
In English. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Okay, let's go try this again and see how this works.
All right, Kev, welcome back to the show, buddy.
My apologies. let's say your parents stub their toe, they drop something on their foot. They usually swear. And they look at you when you're young. Don't ever repeat that. The way I figure it, the Tourette's is an antagonizer. You know, you're sitting there, you know you're not supposed to say it, but the Tourette's is like, do it, do it, do it. It's like that little demon in the back of your head going, just do it.
I got you. Okay.
And then it's like, it changes. As you know, I grow through it. It changes. It changes. Sometimes it's racial, sometimes it's sexist, right, sometimes right. It's...
Sure. How hard is it for you to get a date?
not really hard at all, actually. I'm just myself, and I usually use the Tourette's to my advantage.
Date me hard! Sorry, it's Tourette's.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Usually, I'm just myself, and if I do something because of my threats in public, I usually make fun of it, make laugh of it. Because, you know, you have to learn to live life to your fullest and have fun with what you got, Tourette's.
Have you ever heard
people believe you when you say it's Tourette's? I mean, because if you're in a restaurant and you're like, goddamn exactly. Son of a bitch, whore, I'll kill you. And then you say, hey, man, swear to God, it's Tourette's. Do people think you're just messing with them to see what you can get away with or what?
Well, actually, I have like three different forms of medical identification on me. One around my wrist, one around my neck, and then one in my wallet in case I lose something.
Have you ever gotten like a free dinner out of it or somebody saying something so rude to you, you know what I mean, that you're like, bring the manager over here, and then you explain your situation?
No, not really. I almost got beat up at a skate park in Renton.
Yeah, I can see how that would happen.
And then they turn around and they figure out it was threatening. Like, oh, we're so sorry. Here, you can use my bike or you can ride my skateboard or whatever.
Thanks, bitch! Sorry. What about
I gotta ask this. Your laugh is like a good laugh. Like, I hear you laughing. Like, I kind of want to start
laughing.
I know, you sound very happy. Like, I can't help but start laughing.
Yeah, you're making me laugh, too.
Spreading the joy, man.
Yeah, that's actually part of the threat. Sometimes it goes into the laugh and everything. It's actually sometimes it interrupts the conversation. Sometimes it's funnier than I'll get out. It's just.
What is the youngest person
you hang out at my house when I'm so high? Please, I want to just hang out and laugh with you.
Which is all the time. What's the youngest person you've ever said something offensive to? I mean, have you ever freaked out on like a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old kid?
Not really. I was in a boat with my uncle, and he went over some waves, and I was trying to twitch, and this one twitch that I had was kind of a hopping twitch. Well, we went over this wave, and through my truck, I fell on my 2-year-old cousin while he was in the baby seat.
Oh, no.
That's the only thing freak out I've ever done. Okay.
Do you ever go to the movie theater, man? You know, because they have to think, please be quiet in the movie theater, and you're giggling or cussing. I mean,
you only go to comedies.
Actually, yeah, I do go to movie theaters a lot, actually. And it's in my small town, a lot of people know me, but they close the movie theaters down, so I have to go to the next biggest place, which is Kelso Longview. And not a lot of people know me. I mean, I might get one or two people that know me in there. You know, we'll be sitting there. I went and watched 300 a little while back. And then when he kicked them down the hole, I had a twist to him kicking them down the hole. I'm not sure if I can say it on the air, but
Did you laugh or cuss?
Well, if I made a couple noises and then I cussed. It was like a big long string of swear words, like maybe about 15 of them in there.
At that moment, perfect timing, yeah. Man. Damn.
Oh yeah.
Good times.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, man. Yeah. That's
boy, oh boy.
Jeez,
we have had one day here.
God damn,
that was awesome.
You've been listening to The Greatest Story Never Told with Miles and Thrill on radio.com.
Oh, man! A Double Flush production.